Shalom Aleichem and Biyaf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud.
Kiddushin Pei Beis, Kiddushin 82, pagination, we're on page 163, 82A, probably like 3. We're at the end of the Mishnah, Rav Nehoroi Omer. We started the beginning of the Mishnah yesterday, and we'll do the end of the Mishnah now. If you're... don't have the place yet. It's the middle of the wide lines in the middle of a line. Rabbi Nehoroi Omer. Rabbi Nehoroi says, the topic over here is that the Mishnah started off that a person should preferably not have a business that involves women, because if so, we're going to be more restrictive on him regarding Yichud, which was the topic of this section. And Rabbi Nehoroi goes on and talks about other issues regarding choosing a profession. He says, Maniach ani, I leave over on the side, kol umnes sheba olam, all the professions of the world, ve'eni melamides b'ni ela Torah. I only want to teach my son Torah. All the professions of the world I leave on the side. We'll have to see what that means. Why? Why is Torah so much better? Sha'adam ochel mischara ba'olam hazeh, because a person eats from its benefit in this world, and the essence of its greatness is really saved for the world to come. So he benefits in this world, and its essence is for the world to come. And other professions don't work like that. A person comes to sickness, to old age, to times of affliction, difficult times, ve'enu yachal lasuf b'malachta, when he's not able to do his work, hareyu meisparov, it could be that he's going to die in hunger because he doesn't have that thing that he was relying on. Aval haTorah eino kein, but Torah doesn't work like that. Ela mishamrasa mikora, it guards him from all bad. V'na'aruso, in his youth, v'nosenes lo acharis v'tikva b'ziknuso, and it grants him hope in his old age. V'na'arusa mahu omer, what does it say about Torah regarding a person's youth? V'kovei Hashem yachalifu koach, a person who hopes to Hashem shall be granted strength. B'ziknusa mahu omer, and the blessing exists by his old age as well. Odinuvun b'seva, they will still rejoice in old age. V'chein hu omer, and it also says, v'avram avinu, v'avram zokein, Avram is the prime example, the first person to try this. He invested in Torah rather than in other things. V'Hashem beirach es Avram b'kol, and even though he was old, he was blessed with everything. Okay? Let's conclude the Mishnah, then we'll go back to its message. Matzinu we find, she'osa Avram avinu es kol haTorah kula, that Avram did all of Torah, even though achelo nitna, even though it was not yet given. Shenemar, Ekev Hashashama Avram Bikoli, Vayishma Mishmarti Mitzvosei Chukosei Visorosei. Avram observed all of Torah, even though it was not yet given. How did he know? So that the Mefarshim say, wisdom, he looked in creation, Hashem granted him prophecy. However he knew, but he knew what the Torah is. He understood the symmetry in creation regarding Torah, that Hashem looked at the Torah to create the world. And he knew what mitzvahs to do. So Avram is a prime example. Avram zaken. Avram is old, and he's blessed with everything. Great. Let's go back to the message of Rabbi Nehoroi. What does Rabbi Nehoroi mean? Maniach ani, I leave on the side all professions of the world, and instead I choose Torah to teach my child. Want to first approach it very simplistic, and then object. Very simplistic means, I told my kid, I don't want you to be a tailor, I don't want you to be a merchant, I don't want you to have a business, I don't want you. Very simplistic. Instead, I want you to be a Torah scholar, and you will be provided for in this world, the next world, in old age, in youth. Who's going to provide for him? Was Rabbi Nehoroi recommending that everybody should... His father-in-law, right? That's the latest joke, that they want to be matir having two wives so that you have two father-in-laws because, you know, the budgets are increasing. Is that what Rav Noda is saying? It's not, right? When we say meiniach, we have an expression, meiniach, Torah munachas bekeren zavis, for example. Torah is left in a corner in some generations. Anybody wants to get it, can get it. So here Rabbi Noroi is saying, I want to teach my child Torah as his primary profession, so to speak, his primary focus in life. And the other professions are left in a corner. He'll choose one. Whichever one he'll choose. It's almost irrelevant. The Gemara here is going to say that ultimately a person's success or failure, wealthy, not wealthy, a person can be an accountant, he can be a diamond merchant, he can be a stockbroker, and he can be either wealthy or poor. It's irrelevant. Rabbi Noroi says, I'm going to emphasize in the education system Torah, because that's going to carry the person. Chavos HaLevavos, for example, has a big essay in which he describes the difference between a Baal Bitachon, a person who trusts in Hashem, who's Torah-focused, and a person who's a Baal HaAlkimia, an alchemist who can change lead magically into gold. So, you can't change lead into gold. But that proverb, that example of a person who has magical hands, I can change the most unlikely things. You give me junk, I'll make money on it. Magically. He has that talent. So the Chavos HaLevavos says that the Baal Bitachon is still better off. Because the Baal Bitachon, you put him in any situation, you put him in the war, you put him in the king's palace, you put him anywhere, he'll be able to trust Hashem, he'll be able to daven properly, he has that skill, and Hashem will provide for him. If you look at the Pasuk that Rabbi Noroi cited to prove his point, which has to prove his point, otherwise we got his point wrong, the point is, V'kovei Hashem yachalifu koach, people who hope to Hashem. He doesn't say that Rabbanus pays well, or Chinuch pays well. That wasn't his conclusion. His conclusion was, the person who hopes to Hashem is provided for. And Rabbi Noroi's message is very similar to what we do today in the yeshiva system. We discourage the children from making final decisions in what profession they're going to go into until later on. We let them be exposed to it. They try different professions, their ideas, apprentice, whatever they want. But we avoid a final decision. We do not encourage them to go to college to find themselves and try two professions in order to change to a third. Instead, we encourage them to train as B'nai Torah. And that's what Rabbi Noroi says. And the profession is Munachas B'keren Zavis. They'll find their profession. That was his attitude. Because ultimately what's going to carry the person in any profession is a very strong background in Torah, in ethics, in being honest. And then he can end up in one profession or the other. He'll still come out on top. And that's the concept of a Baal Bitachon. The person should be well-rooted in Torah regardless of his profession. The Gemara on Amud Beis, if you'll turn to the top line, Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said, Ein lecha umnis she'overes min ha'olam, there's no profession that leaves the world, because every profession is needed. So different people will find themselves in different professions. Ashrei mi she'roes hora be'umnas me'ula, lucky is the person who saw his parents in an uplifted profession, a profession of dignity. Olo l'mi she'roes hora be'umnas peguma, woe is to the person who found his parents in a negative and a degrading profession. The world can't function without a perfume maker or without a tanner, but they smell different and they have different side effects. Asri misha umnasa bosam, lucky is the person who is a perfume maker and is a different impact on the family. You drop down three lines, Rabbi Meir Omer, again, la'olam yomad adam levno umnas nikiya vikala. A person should teach his child a profession that is clean and light. Something that gives him a life. For Yivakesh Rachamim L'Misha Oshav Anachasim Shalom, and daven to Hashem, she'ein anius min ha'umnis, poverty doesn't come from the profession, ein ashiris min ha'umnis, the profession is merely a conduit for Hashem's blessing, l'misha ha'osher shalo, Hashem is the one who owns wealth. You'll notice the last lines of the Gemara repeat the statement of Rabbi Nohoroi. The Chachmei Savaroi apparently wanted to end Kiddushin on this note. The message of Rabbi Nohoroi, V'kovei Hashem Yachalifa Koach, the primary profession, if you will, that a parent should impart to the child is Bitachon and Hashem, is Torah, and whichever profession they choose could very well work for them. There's a famous discussion if you do a little skipping, if you do highlights in a Masechta, if you should recite the Hadron or not. But if you know what Hadron means, Hadron Allah, we're going to return to you. There's even more reason to recite it if we did our share of skipping. So Hadron Allah, Masechas Kedushin, V'Hadra Chalon, we have every intent, Be'ezus Hashem, to return to Kedushin and do it more thoroughly in the future. A big lesson that I would say for the Masechta, Baruch Hashem, we had the privilege of completing, is that even if a person misses a day, the momentum of the daf can carry us, and a person misses a day, but you still jump on the train, and you still get the opportunity to finish and celebrate together with the rest of Klal Yisrael.